here with head coach Mark Dixon, the Galax Maroon Tide football team, as we get ready for the tilt with Alta Vista tonight. And coach, the game plan preparations going to be tough. It's going to be a tough matchup with the Colonels tonight.
Yeah, they're extremely talented. There's not a lot of great matchups when you play them. Just there's so much speed on the field. Probably more than any time that I've been here, but the most talented team certainly I've seen, top to bottom, in terms of just pure athleticism. In my 5 years of coaching single-A ball, I don't think I've ever seen a team top to bottom with that much speed. So the challenges are everywhere. Obviously, you want to keep the ball out of their hands. They're so explosive, can score from anywhere. But they can score on defense, too. They can score special teams. So when you can score in all three phases, and you can score in one play in all three phases, and, you know, it cuts down the margin for error tremendously. It'd take a tremendous amount of ball control for us to have an opportunity in the fourth quarter.
They are 2-0 to start the season, outscoring their opponents 93-6. They had a 50-0 shutout victory over Randolph Henry in their previous matchup. So they've had a week off, an extra day of practice. They didn't play a game this past week, so they've had their bye week as they get ready to take on the Maroon Tide. Held Randolph Henry to -2 yards of total offense all game, picked off their quarterback 7 times, and over half of those were returned for scores. So how do you execute, how do you slow down their attack and what they bring to the table?
I didn't know about those numbers. That sounds phenomenal. I've never even heard of anything like that. That's an amazing defensive night. We're not going to throw the ball as much, certainly, as they did to give them that many opportunities. And you have to throw it when you want to throw it, not when it's dictated. So you got to stay, on down and distance. You got to be in the right down and distance, and you can't fall behind the chains and get where it's 3rd and 14, and they can just pin their ears back. And then you have to be willing to be patient, and really you have to stay in it defensively, and then we'll have to be able to ground the ball out. We're going to have to be able to get 4 or 5 yards of carry. They're so fast on defense, they gamble so much on defense that they can put you in some negative yardage situations, and they have to be a minimal, and then you have to keep them off the field. You have to ground it out.
And you actually played a close, tight ball game up until halftime last year, 10-7 going into the break, and Alta Vista had just a field goal lead, and then they just kind of poured it on there in the second half, and that was at Galax High School. So now you go into their hostile environment, taking on that team on the road. Do you expect maybe a similar ball game this go round? Is your team going to be physical and just play up to their potential and what they can do?
It's going to be tough. I mean, it's hard to tell right now where we're at. We have in short bursts and periods, we've been really good, and then we've struggled a lot. And so it's hard to tell. Obviously, we have to play our best game, and it would be a major upset for us to pull something off. But having said that, if you can get to running the ball and you can control the clock, I mean, that's way easier said than done when you start talking about they gave up a -2 yards total offense the last game. And obviously I've seen film of both their games, and it's just been an absolute domination. I mean, there's nowhere to go. It seems like they're in the backfield for the ball snap. They're big kids that can fly. So, I mean, the challenge is huge.
X's and O's, what are their formations, some of the things that they run out there on both the offensive and defensive side of things?
They're a spread team, to use their athleticism. They're really well coached. They get the ball. They use the whole field, and it's tough to really – come after him because the quarterback's so elusive. So if you commit a lot of people to come after him and he makes one of them miss, now you're a one-layer defense and there's nobody behind him because you've committed so many to stopping him. So you can sit back, but then if you sit back, then you're still going to get they get room to run at you, and their speed's so phenomenal. They've picked up enough speed that they can make you miss even though you have two people there, or they can run by two people that are standing still. So you kind of pick your poison. You take opportunities to come after them, then you take opportunities to sit back, and you hope you're guessing right, and the game plan's good that way. Offensively, it is what it is. You got to pick them up. They run a 3-5-3. They're going to bring 6 people, 7 people every single play, and it's a different 7 all the time. And they've been together a long time, so their defense is really diverse. So you see 3 or 4 different fronts. You see blitzes from 4 and 5 different people, and so it makes it tough to prepare.
How do you contain an athlete like Juan Thornhill? He's an athlete. I mean, they can use him multiple ways, quarterback, wide receiver, and he does play defensive backs. So he's a real good player on the defensive side of the ball, and is a UVA commitment, so he's going to be taking his talents to where you played your college ball. And how do you contain a player like that? Michi Malbec, another guy that's just tough and brings a lot of speed to the game, and then they've got some other great players, some talented players, the Johnson boys as well.
They're supremely talented. The thing about Thornhill's, a lot like when we played him in basketball, he only steps up when he needs to. He's really unselfish. So I haven't seen him do much in the first two games because he hadn't had to. And in the same way in basketball, he kind of stays and just kind of watches what needs to be done, and all of a sudden he'll do it. And so, I mean, he can beat you from anywhere, but the reason he hadn't had to do much so far is there's so many others. And they have three or four kids that can go the distance anytime they touch it. So Thornhill's an interesting athlete in that as much as young as he is to be so patient and not need to show his skills all the time. Last year he blew me away with his defensive skills way more than offense. He was really impressive on defense what he did. And it's the same way this year. I mean, he can do anything he wants on the field defensively. He's really smart, and they get him in places where he can't be blocked. And he's one of those guys, he's just the answer man. He just waits and does what needs to be done when it needs to be done. So, I mean, he's special.
So your expectations, what will it take to go in there and get a W against the Colonels?
They'd have to help us some. They'd have to turn the ball over a couple times, and then we'd have to be penalty-free. We can't turn the ball over. And then we have to be able to run the ball, and that's the bottom line. To me, it's they'd have to help with the turnover too. We'd have to be really sound fundamentally all over the field, and then we have to be able to run it.
Anything else you want to add to the matchup?
No, just an exciting night, and just hopefully we'll play well.
Let's give it 110%. That's all I know you asked for.
Absolutely, our kids will play hard. That's never in question. I just hope that we've created a plan that allows them to be competitive, and that's on the staff, the coaching staff, and myself to put our kids in places where they can do things.
Coach Dixon, Galax Maroon Tide, as we scout the opponent.